Iraq's new dawn. The sheriff in the wild town of Baghdad does not wear a U.S. Army uniform.
And the bar for what constitutes law and order in Iraq is decidedly low.
The level of violence is the lowest it's been since 2003. There are traffic jams in the street. There are people walking around. In the vast majority of the country, there are no attacks.
But the U.S. forces in Iraq are still armed and dangerous.
Outlaws, peacekeepers are just trying to survive a withdrawal. Rules of engagement in Obama's unsurge in Iraq.
New dawn, new reality. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Hope the weather is good where you are. It's Monday, September 6th. Happy Labor Day, everyone.
Happy Labor Day to you, whether you are celebrating the holiday by working or not working. Let's get a check of the top news this morning. Today is not a holiday for the Obama administration. Less than 2 months before the midterm elections, President Obama is turning his attention to the economy. The president will be in Milwaukee today touting his economic policies and his administration's response to the recession. This week, the president's expected to unveil a $100 billion business tax credit plan to jolt the economy. The credit would permanently extend research and development tax credits for businesses and reward companies that are developing new technologies that preserve American jobs. Senator John McCain tells Fox News he wants to know what's taken so long.
We always like to see deathbed conversions, but the fact is, if we'd have done this kind of thing nearly a couple of years ago, we'd be in a lot better shape.
The proposals come after last week's jobless report showed the nation's unemployment rate rose to 9.6%.
In northwest Pakistan this morning, a car bomb went off outside a police station. The death toll in the incident has risen to 17 in the last few minutes, and more than 40 have been wounded. Among the dead are seven police officers and four children. In Iraq, meanwhile, five suicide bombers attacked an Iraqi army base in Baghdad over the weekend. U.S. forces say they were involved in responding to the attack, although there is some dispute over that. Less than a week after the official end of America's combat role in the country, a question. Joining us now from Iraq is Anthony Shadid, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, based in Baghdad. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Yes, live in Baghdad. Is combat suddenly something of a term of art in Operation New Dawn now?
You know, it's interesting. I think the declaration of the end of combat probably reflects more the priorities of the Obama administration more than the reality here on the ground in Iraq. Iraq before August 31st looks a lot like Iraq after August 31st, perhaps with the exception that the insurgents, as evidenced by yesterday's attacks, seem to be emboldened.
All right, Anthony Shadid, stay with us. We'll talk about the dispute over what the U.S. involvement was in that attack over the weekend. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
2,000 additional U.S. troops could be headed to Afghanistan under a plan proposed by General David Petraeus. The report out this morning from CNN says the exact role of the troops and deployment date remains unknown. Meanwhile, September is shaping up to be another deadly month for U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Five soldiers have been killed so far, including one this morning. In Spain, the separatist group ETA has declared a unilateral ceasefire in its violent campaign for independence from the rest of the country. Spain's interior minister has dismissed the ceasefire announcement. They say police will remain as tough as ever against the armed militants.
And Tropical Storm Hermine, do we know which one it is? It has formed in the Gulf of Mexico this morning, southeast of Texas. We'll watch CNN. They'll be talking about it, I imagine, all day. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for the Texas coast. The storm is expected to be a rainmaker when it makes landfall tomorrow, though. Asian and European markets are up this morning, but U.S. markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday. And this morning, summer's unofficially ending. It's not according to the astronomical clock. But what's the story of your summer vacation experience that defined your season? We'll be hearing from you all day, so give us your story in six words or less by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. And if you have a bigger story, you can go longer.
In the meantime, we will check in on one of the top stories of the summer, the official end to combat operations in Iraq, although not the end to combat.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.